This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Hello and welcome to the fall season edition of the Outdoor Podcast, proudly created by bowhunterplanet.com. This show is really cool because it does focus on outdoor activities and other things people like to do in the outdoors, including hunting, camping, fishing, and all the above. So make sure you guys tune in for this great season coming up in our fall 2024 podcast. The show today is brought to you in part by Easton Archery, Gas Bowstrings, Trophy Ridge, Moultrie Mobile, Vapor Trail, Burris Optics, The Bow Hitch, and caffeine provided by Deer Camp Coffee. Now, on to the show.
All right, everyone, welcome to the Outdoor Podcast. I'm Tim, and with me is Kevin tonight. And we are talking with Buddy from Ozonix, ozonixhunting.com. Buddy, welcome, and thank you for showing up tonight. You know, we've done a lot of talking in the past, and you know, the ozone technology has just, you know, blown up over the last, gosh, what do I want to call it, 5 or 6 years now. So great to have you on and kind of talk about your products. And I wanted to take a step back, though, and talk first about the technology behind it, right? Because it's weird. I haven't had high school science in quite a long time, right? So I forget why ozone, what ozone is, how it works, why we're doing things with it. So can you kind of walk us through, bring me up to speed from my high school days?
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the opportunity to be on here and share a little bit of knowledge about our products. So yeah, ozone is a naturally occurring molecule. Every time lightning strikes the ground, hundreds of pounds of ozone is created. Every waterfall create naturally occurring ozone. Ozone has been around since the beginning of time. We didn't invent the molecule. All we did was come up with a way to utilize that molecule in a portable, lightweight, battery-operated box that you take to a stand to hunt with that eliminates odor. Now, ozone is used in tons of industrial applications. They use it to purify water every day in industries across the world. They use it to get rid of... they roll in massive machines to get rid of smoke odor from damaged houses from fires. They use it to kill mold. They use it in laboratories to kill viruses and bacteria. So the science behind ozone is very simple in the sense that, and like we talk about all the time, 2 + 2 = 4, ozone in the right amount of time with the right amount of concentrations will always kill odor, will always kill virus, will always kill bacteria. We took and harnessed that. Ozone, like I said, is created when lightning strikes the ground. So what we use is what's called coronal discharge method. We use a coil and high voltage electricity, and we crack a oxygen molecule, an O2 molecule. When you crack an O2 molecule, it wants to revert back to its normal state and attach to something. It's like, this isn't right. And it attached to another, this single molecule attaches to an O2 molecule. You then get O3, which is ozone. And ozone's highly oxidative. I mean, it's 500 times more powerful than chlorine and bromine. Both of these, everybody understands bleach and how powerful it is. Ozone's 500 times more powerful than chlorine. But leaves no chemical residue behind, leaves nothing. The byproduct of ozone is oxygen, if it hasn't oxidated something, which... In this case, for hunters, what we're worried about is odor. And we're and something we learned early on, it's funny you said ozone's blown up in the last 5 or 6 years, and it has really begun to become the select choice of most hunters for their scent control methodology, right? But we've been around now for 17 years. We started the company in 2007 and introduced it to the public really in August of 2007 at the Texas Trophy Hunter Show. And so that's a little bit about the technology, and it's been a overnight success. It took 17 years to get here.
I was going to say, did people look at you back then and be like, what is this? You know?
No. Oh, wait. I wish they were that nice when we had some of these conversations. No, I mean, imagine this. I come up to you or you walk up to us and we're holding a black box that weighs 5.5 pounds, had a standard nickel cadmium battery, which was most of the weight at the time, because it was about the size of a motorcycle battery nearly.
Yeah.
And you turn it on and it's producing a invisible molecule, and I'm telling you, it's going to get rid of your odor. And you take it to a tree and put it in the tree with you. Take it to your blind, put it in the blind with you, and animals won't smell you.
Because it just smells like a fresh rainstorm.
Exactly, which is why after a rainstorm, lightning creates it. So that's why you smell that same smell right after a rainstorm, is because that is ozone in the air. It's hypercharged with ozone after rainstorms or lightning storms.
But so yeah, is it that free oxygen molecule that attaches to the odor, and that's what does it? So when it reverts back from O3 to O2, it's attaching itself?
Well, no. When you split an O2 molecule and it attaches, that split molecule attaches to another O2 molecule, you produce O3. Highly oxidative. So when it encounters your odor, it begins to destroy it instantly.
Okay.
Unravel it. So three things happen when you're using ozonics in a tree or in a hunting situation. I'm not worried about the odor on you as a hunter, period. I don't care what you smell like, what clothes you're wearing, what sprays you put on. I only care about the odor you're releasing in the downwind airstream, because that's the only thing an animal smells. He's not smelling you. He's smelling the odor released by you. So the job of ozonics is to now keep that airspace between you and that animal clean. That's always on the downwind side, always. So I'm always going to dump millions and billions of ozone molecules in the downwind airstream, the same place my odor's going. And what I want to happen, again, as I said earlier, in the right time and concentration, ozone will always destroy human odor. Or any bacteria. That's all human odor is bacteria. But three things happen. You're either going to destroy it all if you have the right time and concentration, or you're going to reduce it to the point that an animal thinks you're 400 yards away when in reality you're 22 yards away and you've got your opportunity. Or it's going to change it to the point that it doesn't recognize it as human, as danger. In fact, you'll see a lot of times, and people have talked about this for years, and I've had it happen, where the deer will hit a downwind airstream and it begins to smell something. Nose will come up, and instead of getting alarmed and spinning off, which you will see sometimes if they get enough human odor, but if they get this alter sense, whitetail are curious by nature. They'll walk toward the smell and come to you. But again, so what happens is once that ozone acts with dust or pollen or smoke or bacteria or virus and it oxidizes it, it all is literally just destroyed and basically turned to salt, for lack of a better way to put it. That's the situation. Now, some of it over time, if it doesn't react with something, it will revert to its natural state, which again, oxygen.
Pretty cool, man. It's been a technology, like you said, that's been around for a while, but has really blown up here over the last several years, mm-hmm. which is awesome to see. I know I use ozonics myself. I love it. I use it for my clothes. I throw one in my pack, to get the scents off, let it, give it some time to absorb in and all that. And then we're good to go. But I want you to I want to take a turn here and kind of talk a little bit about your product lineup, because you guys got a pretty wide array of not just ozone producing instruments, but you also have a bunch of accessories to go along with it.
Absolutely.
Can you walk us through, kind of your peak products that you have, and then the accessories that go with it?
Certainly. So we've got a lineup right now of four models, right, for all price ranges, and they range from our entry-level HR230, which has also been our workhorse. We introduced the HR200 in 2010. We improved that model in 2016, and what you're looking at, the HR230, been around since 2016, and we've sold tens of thousands of those units. And I like to call that our price point unit, but I don't want people to misunderstand, and that is a powerful workhorse of a unit. It just doesn't have some of the features of our flagship stuff. The next in line, we introduced in 2013 the HR300, and over the years we've added the overmold and improved some things on that lineup. Over the years, still a powerful unit. Has the boost mode in it and produces more ozone than the 230. So you're really using two different coil sizes when you step up to a 300 series versus a 230. So you actually produce more ozone. Currently, the last 2 years, we've sold the HR500, which was our flagship model. The HR500 comes with the extended life battery, smart arm technology for mounting, the easy mount, boost, hyper boost, dry wash mode, also hands-free. You can operate it from your phone or with a remote toggle that hangs on your pack or on your belt loop. This year, I'm so excited because this year we released the HR600, which ultimately is 17 years worth of feedback from customers and from our experience in the field and from just pure R&D over the years. It's quieter than any. It's really, when you look at it functional wise, and it's still, you can tell it has ozone or ozonix genetics, but you can see that the intake's no longer on the bottom. We've moved it to the top to help reduce perceived noise by the hunter. And and we changed the fan from a typical round, sort of like a computer fan, to what I would call a cage fan, a squirrel fan, or an articulated fan. Okay. That proves to be quieter, but it's much more efficient. It uses less power and pushes more air, which, again, we're taking oxygen out of the ambient air. You're not putting any chemicals. You're not putting oxygen cartridges into our unit. We're just taking ambient air, and so as long as you have battery, you're producing ozone at the same level that you when you started your hunt and when you end your hunt, as long as that battery's up. The other thing in the 600 that is so awesome is because of the efficiency of the unit, we're able to take an extra life battery, reconfigure that battery, and now get 13 hours in standard, where in the past on the other series we were getting 10 hours. You're getting 10 hours, and that was in standard mode. Now you're getting 10 hours in boost mode and 9 hours in hyper boost mode. On the previous model, you were getting 10 in standard and 8 in boost and 6 in hyper boost. So that's a huge step up in battery life. I mean, you can literally, during the rut, go hunt from sun up to sundown in some situations with a single battery. It also has onboard charging, so you can use your unit to charge your batteries now if you need to. So that's a convenient thing. And last, something that, for me, every year we have guys that they drop their unit or we had a guy whose cat went to the bathroom on his unit in a garage and it oxidized, it rusted his, it just messed his coil up. I don't even know what to call it.
Sure.
Cat piss is some really powerful stuff, right? And this creates a dilemma for me and you, because like most of us, we wait till the last minute. Then we're like, oh, man, the season starts in 2 weeks. We pull all of our gear out. We start getting it all ready. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a second. Something's wrong with my unit. Now I got to send my unit off to Ozonix in the peak part of the season when everybody else is, like, scrambling. And you're like, I got to have my unit back. And you're taking this chance. So We spent several years working on the development of removable coil system, because now you can take a spare coil, put it in your backpack, and you have the peace of mind no matter where you're at or what you're doing. If you think for some reason, and this isn't a, a common occurrence. I know people that have units that have lasted them for 10 years. But a coil does degrade over time, depending on the environmental conditions you hunt in and how you take care of your unit. Both of those things are critical. If you hunt in a super high humidity environments a lot, where you've got a ton of humidity, heavy fog, a lot of moisture, that moisture, because it's being sucked through your unit, over time is going to degrade that coil a little faster than people hunting in a very dry environment. A lot of times, though, in dry environments, you have a super dusty environment. And you have the same thing. Dust is being sucked into your unit. Pollen's being sucked into your unit. And that's reacting with that coil. And over time, it degrades. So if you're a guy who's putting, 40 hunts a year in, you're obviously going to have a coil that's got a lot more hours on it than a guy who hunts four times per year. And likewise, if your hunts are sun up to sundown versus a guy who spends 3 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the evening, sit different. And again, if I hunt in South Texas when it's hot and dusty, I've got to blow my coil out. Now I know if there's any doubt in my mind, I pop my coil out and I put a brand new coil in. I don't have to send it to Ozonix to get recertified. I don't have to wait for 2 weeks or beg them to overnight me a new one, which we do. We get it. We understand. But for me, that was a huge thing. And again, I know I've had a lot of questions since we introduced this where people said, well, my coil's fine. Do I have to worry about that? And the answer is, again, how do you use it? How do you take care of it? How many hours do you have on it? But for the most part, me, the removable coil is just like having a backup release in my backpack.
Yeah, I mean, that seems to be kind of our theme this year is backup. I don't know how many times we've talked this year about backup everything, right? Like, we've had so many instances over our hunting careers where you go somewhere. Everything's fine when you leave the house, right? But then you get on location where you're hunting. And for me, where I hunt, I'm hunting in an area where there's no electricity, so battery life is important for me, right? I'm hunting in an area where the nearest pro shop is probably a good hour and a half away. I'm hunting in an area where it's just not accessible by anything. So to be able to be self-sufficient and have those backups with you, I think is a great point. And I'm glad that you brought that out in your newest models. And that's just in the 600 you were saying?
Correct.
Or is that...
That's correct, because quite frankly, I mean, it took us a long time to get that technology right.
And
We could create a reliable situation where it's simply tool-less. You remove your coil, you slap another coil in, and you're running. There's no screwdriver.
What I like to call idiot-proof.
Right. Well, almost. I'm sure I can still mess it up at some point.
Well, me too. Yeah.
Between the HR 230 and the HR 600, is that also the 600 putting out more ozone than the 230?
Absolutely. The 600 puts out more ozone than any unit we've ever produced.
Like double, or what would you say?
Well, I would say it puts out up to 30%, 25 to 30% more than the 500. So, but over the 230,
wow.
It's enormous over the 230. And again, what that means for the hunter when they're like, well, wait a second, you told me the 230 is going to work. Absolutely, the 230 works wonderfully. The problem is it is limited by certain environmental challenges that, like we just talked about, when the winds get up high and they're swirling a ton, when you get into high humidity, heavy fog, and those environments where your ozone is being used up by the moisture in the air, the alternative is simple, more ozone. And when you get in swirling winds, I've been elk hunting where I've got, well, even with white-tailed deer, when you got a whole group of doe walk in, and now you've got five or six noses, and you're trying to cover the entire area, you're going to be like, you want the peace of mind of more ozone. And again, that's where you can simply reach up and turn, hit your hyper boost. You can hit your toggle, which with no movement, you can hit your phone if you happen to have your phone out on your app. Hit your app. The other thing, the 600. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, and to me too, I think I would feel a little bit more comfortable being a little bit more risky, being a little bit more upwind with a shot too, right? If that's my only opportunity, but I got this type of technology blocking that scent for me, I don't always have to worry about positioning myself downwind.
That's correct. No, Listen, what it does too is, again, it gives you the opportunity in certain situations to push the envelope. In a perfect world, if I knew that I could always hunt the wind, but also be able to get in on the animal I'm after, my target animal, but a big buck, he uses the wind to his advantage, right? Adam Hayes coined the, from Team 200, coined the phrase years ago, and I'll never forget when he told me, he says, if you want to kill big bucks consistently, you got to learn to cheat the wind. You got to learn to hunt bad winds and learn how to hunt bad winds, because that those big bucks get that way because they always use the wind. And
well, and sometimes you don't have an option. Right. You know, if you're going to a new property, if your state, you know, especially public land, right? You're going somewhere new, you haven't been before, and you're doing a saddle or you're doing a tree stand. Sometimes those trees that are there for you to go in are not playing the wind right. So right. You don't have options sometimes, right? So right. I mean, this opens up a lot more doors for that. So well, you position wise with your units, do you recommend positioning them? Like if I'm sitting in a tree stand, should I be positioning that above me? Should I just be putting it on the floor where my feet are? What do you recommend?
So you always want to get it above your head as best you can, 8 to 12 inches. Right. As the wind speed, if you're in an open air environment like tree stands, as the wind speed picks up, you want to tuck it closer to you. And the most important element of all is still to this day, we have a ton of hunters and we put out videos and but they think you just put it in a tree and point it over the top of you and dump it out on you or right in front of you. And no, remember, the only place I have to worry about an animal smelling me is one place, and that's downwind. So yep. Where should my ozone go? Always downwind. So we chase the wind. That's why our mounts are designed the way they are. One, so you can configure them in almost any tree, in any situation, any blind. But two, if that wind shifts on you, you get out there at 3 o'clock, you know you got a front coming in, you got a strong southeast wind down here in Texas, but when that front comes in, that wind's going to turn all the way around to the north. I need to move my unit now and dump that wind and dump that ozone into the downwind airstream. So always chase the wind, dump your ozone in, get it above you, and dump it out. In a blinds, it's a little bit different, and we can talk about how you would configure it in blinds. So
yeah, I definitely do want to talk about that, because one thing that I've heard is that you shouldn't be sitting in a blind with a bunch of ozone, or at least in an enclosed area, right? So
certainly.
And I wanted to confirm that. That's what I've heard, but I want to, you know, confirm with you that that's the case. And so if that's the case, how do you operate it within an enclosed? Like, and the ground blinds aren't necessarily enclosed, but some of your shadow hunters and things, you can close the windows and there's barely any air movement in there, right?
Right. Right. And so ozone, like anything, if you lock yourself in a closet with pure oxygen and they pump it up, it's toxic and could be leaked. You know,
it's crazy to think that that's the case, but yeah, that's weird.
Right. No, and that's oxygen. So like anything, you've got to use it correctly. And ozone, our machines are designed to never reach that level that you'll run. It'll shut itself off before you ever reach a level. Unless you were to lock.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Yourself in an airtight box, you know, and just let it run for 13 hours, you might do right. Something. But again, we don't, that's not the case with normal use. And normal use in ground blinds, in hard-sided blinds is, again, we want to hyper-ozonate a downwind side. Ground blinds and box blinds, hard-sided blinds are the perfect scenario because you, as soon as you understand what the wind's doing, just like the chimney in your living room, right? You got a chimney in your living room. You operate that flue to create airflow. So you can, in effect, build a fire in your living room and have all the smoke go out and not come back in your living room. It's the same right. thing with ozone in a blind. You determine wind direction. You create and you let air in. You let air out. Where the air goes out, you place your unit and you hyper-ozonate that exit. So there's very little ozone that will ever be resonating inside of that blind. If all of a sudden you start smelling a ton of ozone, what's that tell you? It tells me the wind direction has changed. Now I need to figure out what the wind is doing and reposition my unit.
That's a great point. Yeah, I never thought about that. That is a great point for sure.
Yeah.
Can we talk a little bit about the dry wash cycle? So walk sure. us through what that does and how you use it.
Sure. So. You know, obviously there were some competitors that came in the marketplace and they were using ozone in bags to treat clothes. And we had first introduced that concept in 2011. But we introduced it at the Matthews Show in Wisconsin when they were still doing their own show every year. But before we took it to market, we realized, hey, we still got some things to work out. Because like I told you earlier, ozone's super powerful and can be highly oxidative, which means you can create hot spots if you don't understand the power of it or how to utilize it. So over the next 5 years, we worked on building the dry wash bag because we literally had competitive clothing manufacturers in the hunting industry call us and say, hey, you got to help us understand because people are using these competitor products to treat their clothing and they're burning up their clothes. They're ruining their $500 jackets, their $500 bibs, because the ozone literally creates hot spots and was just ruining clothing. In the dry wash bag, in our dry wash mode, if you read about the technology, you'll see in a dry wash bag, first off, there's a baffle system. That baffle system is created to push ozone down to the bottom of the bag before it ever touches the clothing and then push it back up through the clothing. And then there's a vent on the front side of the bag that allows that oxidant to escape. Then we couple that with creating what we call the pulse or dry wash mode, where we cycle fresh air and ozone in a pulsing mode that patented that allows us to control oxidant levels. So we never create enough ozone to degrade and destroy your clothing. We create enough ozone to clean and deodorize your clothing. Right. So that there's a lot more thought into that than just pumping pure ozone into a bag to clean clothes. That's why we teach you to separate. You got to create airflow. When you just stuff stuff in a bag laying on top of each other, first off, a large part of your clothing is not exposed to the ozone. Right. And if it's not exposed to the ozone, it's not being deodorized. And two, when it's like that, it creates all the ozones either on top or on the bottom, wherever that tube's coming and just dumping massive amounts of ozone. Our dry wash locker, the much larger for camp house locker, utilizes the same technology, just in reverse. We pump ozone from the top, and it fills up the thing, and we run a longer cycle where we use fresh air and ozone to control the concentration. And the analogy to use there is, we talked about bleach, and everybody here knows, if you take a gallon of bleach and pour it in your washing machine, you are going to ruin every bit of clothes in that washing machine. But if you take a cup of bleach and you put it in the right spot and you run it through the right cycle where it's mixed with water, you're going to clean and deodorize those clothes. Ozone's no different, and that's what we had to figure out, and why our dry wash bags and our one locker and our dry wash mode with pulse technology is, in my mind, superior to any other clothing treatment ozone out there.
So I want to clear up a myth and either confirm or deny. I don't know what the answer is, but I've heard people say that when you're doing the dry wash, you should do it once with your clothes inside out and once with your clothes the right side. So it works on both sides of it.
Absolutely. I highly recommend. The other thing, too, a lot of people don't know, is make sure you hang your clothes out to, like, when we elk hunt, you're going to sweat in them or you get blood on them. That's fine. You need to dehydrate it, though, because it's so much. If it's still wet, that ozone's going to be used up fighting that moisture. So let your stuff dry before you treat it.
That's a great point, too. Awesome. I see some of your what is it, the 600, the 500, they're Bluetooth enabled with your phone.
So, yes.
So when you're sitting in the tree and you want to adjust it and it's above your head, you don't have to have a bunch of movement to do that, because I'm usually watching a movie on my phone anyway. So I got my phone in my hand.
That's right. You just flip over to your app. It's going to show you battery life left. So if you're using, say, a 500 and you've already had it running on boost for 7 hours, now you can look down there and go, oh, wow, I got 20 minutes left on this battery and it's almost golden hour. I better change my battery right now, because I don't want it to run out when the buck I've been chasing for the last 2 months walks out. So that's a huge feature. It tells you wind direction, humidity. It gives you all a lot of that information. But yes, you can, in a pinch, you look up, there's the buck of your dreams coming, and you want the peace of mind of that extra ozone. You hit hyper boost with your phone and pick your bow up. Or you can use a little boat.
Or if you had Mexican the night before, you know, you might want to turn it up every couple of minutes, you know.
That's exactly right. You're like,
you talk about an environment challenge. I just got back from a bear hunt in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, which I go to the Upper Peninsula every year. And I waited 6 years for this tag. I get up there, and it is the heat wave of the century in the Upper Peninsula. It was like 85 and 87 every day.
Unheard of in Upper Peninsula.
Yeah. Walking out to my blinds, I was just soaking wet. It was bad. Yep. I never saw a bear.
Never saw a bear, huh?
No, they were just moving at night because it was so hot. We had a couple of them on camera, and they were just sitting there panting away, so hot, you know.
Yeah. Right.
So I had bear on camera all leading up to it, and they just went nocturnal with me.
Any short-sighted spy in the field can provide you with images. Only the Moultrie Edge 2 cell cams provide tactical reconnaissance. High-resolution photos and videos paired with detailed intel of where game is most active. Built for simplicity, just turn on your Edge 2 cell cam and it will auto-connect to one of the four major cellular networks, while our easy-to-use app arms you with game plan so you can determine where and when to hunt. Don't just capture images. Gather intelligence.
The most advanced range-finding bow sight is now even better. Introducing the Oracle 2 from Burris. Based on customer feedback, we improved the pin brightness control, refined the LRF adjustment system, and brightened the aiming ring. There's still no glass to scratch, fog, glare, or break, and the fail-safe 20-yard pin has your back no matter what. At the push of a button, you instantly get the yardage to target. Extend your ethical distance with the Oracle 2 from Burris. Burris.
But Easton match-grade shafts undergo a far more meticulous straightness check, with razor tolerance at both ends, the center, and the critical quarter locations. Discover the ultimate in precision and made in USA quality.
visit your authorized Easton dealer and pick up your Easton Match Grade Pro Shop Series arrows today.
Established in a small town in Kentucky in 1981, a company that produces quality products that archers have come to rely on. I started shooting with a Scott release and have passed the tradition on. As I've aged, the company I started with continues to innovate and produce the premium products it always has. My dad always told me, never forget where you came from. Well, I haven't. Shoot with confidence. Shoot a Scott.
What does it mean to be unrivaled? To be unrivaled isn't about winning a trophy. It's about putting in the hours that nobody else sees. To be unrivaled isn't just a choice. It's a lifestyle. It's to push yourself to be your best day in and day out. Gas Bowstrings. Be unrivaled.
For more than 20 years, Trophy Ridge has developed tools that bow hunters trust and continue to lead the way in bow hunting innovation. Our field-proven products dish out dirt naps all over the world. We've manufactured and sold millions of products along the way, each one strategically designed to give you a distinct advantage in the field. From the backyard and competitive courses, to the backcountry and Midwest cornfields, our products remain lethal, accurate, and continue to help you react to the situation at hand. Trophy Ridge accessories give you confidence, regardless of the situation. Our sights, rest, stabilizers, quivers, and releases set you up to be successful season after season. There are plenty of factors to think about on the hunt. Your gear shouldn't be one of them. We're Trophy Ridge, and we build the tools that bow hunters trust.
We are outdoors people, boating, fishing, hunting, and we are coffee lovers. My husband and I, we met at a coffee shop about 20 years back. So we've grown to love different blends, different beans, and different types of coffee. And throughout our time together, we decided that we wanted to create something for ourselves. So that's where this all came into play. And it's not just an outdoorsman, it's women, men, children. It's the community that come in here and they like it. They sit down at our cafe, they might have a venison hot dog, a cold brew coffee, and they enjoy their time here.
They eat. Or it could have been I wasn't using one of these Ozonics and they were probably circling me and could probably smell me a quarter mile away.
Well, I'm not going to lie. I use mine. So we've talked all about how to use it hunting. But no joke, I use mine at home. I got two teenage boys, right? So they're stinky. Their clothes are stinky, and it works. I mean, it absolutely works. I mean, I'll run it. So I know we talk about not using it like in enclosed places and stuff, you know, but I will run it in my house, especially if I'm leaving, you know, the family's leaving to go run and do something. I will run it in my house, and you come back, open the windows up, get it aired out. And it's actually, I mean, it makes the whole house smell better.
Honestly. Yeah, perfect.
It's pretty cool. It's
safe, right? Ozone has a half-life of about 20 minutes, meaning after 20 minutes, it's half as effective. And again, over time, all you have to do is introduce a little fresh air, like you said, and that ozone will be gone and completely used. I've used it for years and years and years in so many, just like you said, so many applications. You got dirty diapers, you got a cat litter box, you got trash cans, you got a moldy carpet because you got a leak in the shower you didn't know about. There's tons and tons.
I'm going to give you the biggest one. And you already know this. I know you already know this. But those that are listening, I've always struggled with de-stinking my boots.
Yep.
Right? Like I wear boots. They sweat. They stink. You know, and I buy good boots. So they could last me 4, 5, 6 years if they didn't stink right. So bad. So right. I'll throw them in. I'll throw them in a tub and I'll run it through and it does wonders to clear up the scent. So
absolutely.
Really, really good stuff. I want to talk a little bit because you guys did make a switch on how people buy your products, right? So you guys went consumer direct. And that's how you guys are approaching it, which I love. You know, most people now, right, they're going online, they're going consumer direct in their own purchasing habits. How has that changeover been for you guys?
You know, so a little background, obviously, you know, we introduced a product and like anything, the people think you have a great idea and it's instant success. And that's not always the case. It took us several years to get to a Gen 2 model. That Gen 2 model started getting some traction. We ended up getting on like the online stores with Cabela's and Bass Pro back in 2012, 2013. And then we made it to their shelves and we thought, you know what,
this is it.
We've made it. We hit the big time. We're in retail and all the major big box stores. And it just was a constant struggle for us. Again, I don't want to speak for everybody, but retail just was not working for us. And a couple of reasons. One, I don't want to call it complex technology, but it's perceived as complex technology and it needs some explanation, right? If you let me, when I'd go to a dealer show, an ATA show, and sit down with dealers and you give me 20 minutes with it, then all of a sudden the light bulb would come on. Oh, I get it. Okay, I'll carry them. But that wasn't translating to the consumer on the floor of a big box retailer. Some guys were really good at it and they would move a lot of units. But most of them had no idea. They had never hunted with it and they didn't really have, they couldn't really articulate it. So we had turned over the responsibility for educating the consumer to a third party and it just wasn't getting, it just wasn't working. So we made the hard decision in 2018 in 2017, we made the decision. January 1st, 2018, we left the retail world and went to direct to consumer. We didn't really understand the model. We were drinking from a fire hose, and it's been awesome because we, after abdicating that responsibility to a third party, we had picked it back up, and it's like, okay, we've got these tools called a website and social media and YouTube, these places that now we are responsible for educating our consumer. Television, we literally created a direct response, or I hate to use the term infomercial, but we utilize TV to help teach people about our products. And we started doing that heavily ourselves in 2018. And we've grown that over the last 6 years. And it's been hugely successful for us. To the point that Shields and us have a partnership. We've put our toes back in water and with what we believe is a quality retail partner at the Shields stores. And you guys may, I'm not sure how you feel about it, but for us, Shields has the best floor staff of any of the big box retailers and sporting goods out there. They care about the customer. They care about hunting. They care about fishing. And that translates, and they do a great job of educating the consumer. That's the only reason we took that chance, and they've been a great partner.
No, that, I hear really good things about Shields. You know, where we're at, there aren't any, but I know they're huge all over the U.S., and they do a great job, like you said, for sure.
Yep.
I think one of the things that people need to understand, too, is that it's – you got to think about it a little bit long-term as well. Like, and I'll be a testament to this, where when I started using ozone as a deodorizer, I didn't have to purchase all the infield stuff that I was using. Right? The sprays, the cover scents, you know, all of that other stuff. And I was spending, you don't realize how much you're spending on that per year.
Right.
When you add up, that's a pretty hefty price. And something like this that's going to last a really long time, it's there when you need it. You don't have to run to the store or worry about running out, right? You just got to charge the unit. Now at the 600, replace the coils if you need to. It's a great option. And that was the other thing that everybody, there's a price to them, right? Well, yeah, there's a price to everything. But when you look at the long-term aspect of that, I really think you actually save in the long run.
No, 100%. And the other thing you have to remember is, listen, sprays, all of these other, what I would call passive form of scent control, right? You can spray yourself as soon as you get out of that truck, right? But the second you do that, that's the maximum effectiveness of that spray. From that point on, it degrades with time. As it dehydrates, as you sweat, as you do all of these things, it begins to degrade. The whole time you're exothermic, right? As human beings, we produce heat. We're thermogenic. The whole time we're sweating and breathing, sprays have they don't fix any of that, right? Special clothes, they don't fix any of that. The only thing that fixes that odor being released from you is going to be, in our case, ozone. And ozone, it's an active form of scent control, because as long as that battery is operating, like I said, you're producing the exact same amount of ozone from hour one to hour 13, right? And then no other scent control product can say that. The other thing is, and all of those others begin in passive, they degrade over time, or as they become saturated or dehydrate. Ozone actually, in certain environments, that ozone, once it sanitizes an area and it stops reacting, it just sits there. So in theory, you can actually make an environment better than what it was when you showed up. Odors than it showed up when you showed up.
Yeah, all great points, buddy. And, you know, I love the technology. We've been following you guys for years. Love to see the success that you guys are having. And, you know, everybody watching on the show, websites, ozonixhunting.com, you got to go check them out. A lot of great information, a lot of things to think about there. And I appreciate you joining us tonight. We're going to have to check back in with you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for having me. And if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you for tuning into the show today. We hope you had a good time. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button and like button where you can. You can find us all over every platform. And don't forget to join our membership programs. Have a lot of fun with the community here and have a chance to win some really cool products. We'll see you soon.
Hey, hockey fans. Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.